obviously what's going on at the State House is not working. So the old ideas are not effective. You know, we've got to change the conversation. We've got to talk about something different. We should look at things from a different perspective, such as, what if we did the opposite than what we're doing? I mean, if you look at some of the federal government programs, like the war on drugs, it seems like it got us more drugs. And the war on terror got us more terror. And the Affordable Care Act doesn't seem to be affordable. So old ideas do not seem to work. We have a new generation, Gen Xers and millennials, who are coming in, who are responsible for paying these debts that the previous generations have run up. And their ideas do not seem like the ideas that will create a good future for their children and grandchildren.
We have a Republican governor right now and Republican lawmakers who largely support him as he tries to bring in a reform agenda. And of course, there's been a stalemate over that between the two parties, which has left the state without a state budget for most of the year, except for public schools. Is that part of what you're talking about when you talk about old ideas that need the change?
Well, that's certainly a big part of it. The Republican governor has come in with the Illinois turnaround agenda. And at the beginning of that, I was a big supporter. I thought it was very interesting and tenacious and that he provided good leadership. But as I started running for this office and meeting the constituents of the 110th district, I saw what a toll it was taking on the people that actually live in these communities and in this district. Madigan isn't our friend either. So here we have two very strong leaders who are throwing us under the bus, more or less. Madigan's been there for 44 years. Rauner, he's a baby boomer with his own plan. Neither of them are looking out for the 110th district.
What would you want to do if you come in next year? There may be some sort of budget by that time for 2016, maybe not. But of course, you'll be having to look at a new budget if you're elected. How would you want to approach it?
Well, the budget crisis is a complicated one, and there are many facets to it. We have, of course, the short funding and the deficit spending, and we also have a huge pension problem. So we really have to break it down to each of its parts. It seems like cutting is the only way that they're approaching it right now, but there are many other creative solutions. The top-down approach that we currently live with should be reconsidered. We should see what we can do from the bottom up, see what solutions we can find at home that are pertinent to our specific district. When Madigan makes the rules for the entire state and they don't fit our district, that's not going to work for us. When Rauner comes in to try to crush Madigan, and we are the victims of some of these changes, that's not going to work for us either. So the budget is complicated, but it's fixable.
Is there then a third way from the two approaches of the governor and the Democrats led by Madigan?
Sure there is, and it starts with a bottom-up approach. We should have a greater priority on saying what's right for our district. We shouldn't have to live by the dictate of a top-down management style. I am a representative of the people. And if the people send me in there to represent them and they say, we want something other than what we have, then that's what we're going to go after.
Could you give me an example, maybe a case where you might see this playing out?
There are cases, different things, and there are several examples. And I really don't feel comfortable expanding on them at this point in the race, but there are things that we can do. There aren't extreme measures that need to be taken. There are small tweaks of our current system. What we have that is not sustainable, we must make it sustainable. If we have a business model that is unsustainable, then we have to correct that. To expand on it more specifically at this time may not be prudent, but there are many many other things that we can do that would make our district stronger and correct some of the budget woes and the political strife that we're seeing statewide.
Can you see yourself playing a role in the legislature where you could, where the two sides that are loggerheads now could come together towards some sort of constructive settlement?
Absolutely. We're doing that right now. Even though I'm not elected, I am acting as a representative because I am a conduit for many diverse voices in the 110th District. Not only that, my one promise to the constituents is that I will change the conversation. The conversation has already changed down here. We are prepared to go to Springfield and Chicago and take that conversation to them. So I will not only represent the people of the 110th with these new solutions, but I will bridge the divide of both parties, Republicans and Democrats, and all the others, Independents, Green. Everybody should have a say, and there are ways to bridge the divide. And there's simple ways to bridge the divide. The important thing is that we don't allow ourselves to be divided. When we come together, we find solutions. When we are divided, things break down.